Well, hello, this is Jeff Gaudiosi, and you're on MisplacedStraws.com, where music comes to life. And as I mentioned in a previous interview, today I get to talk with the two core members of one of my favorite bands. I first had the pleasure of talking with Joe Williams a little over a year ago, as Toto was beginning the final leg of their 40th anniversary tour. And as we talk now, he and Steve Lukather are about to launch a new lineup of Toto, and he'll be releasing his latest solo record, Denizen Tenant, on February 26th. And he's making a return trip to the site to talk about all of it. Welcome, Joe Williams.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Thanks.
So there's a ton of stuff to get to. When I talked with Steve earlier today, I asked him to kind of give sort of a thumbnail sketch of how this version of Toto came together. From your perspective, when the tour ended in Philadelphia in 2019, did you know that you and Steve and, you know, Dave with his contributions would continue in some configuration?
Well, not really at the time. I mean, what we did know for sure was that that version was going to stop. That much we did know. Luke and I always knew that we wanted to continue to work. The two of us were always the ones that never really wanted to quit. We've got lots of road left in us, so to speak. We never really had any plans at that point. We always knew, I guess the thing that we knew between us was that, what we always said was that the band was going to the announcement was that we were going to take a year off, but that the band in that configuration was never going to come back. So that's kind of what happened. And then we Luke and I kept talking out throughout the year. We were making our solo albums, and we just kind of got the itch. You know, we just, you know, just got tired of sitting around and just got excited about the idea of getting out there and working again.
And Steve had mentioned as well that Dave is heavily involved as sort of a musical director. Was it important to you guys to really assemble this band from new beginnings and not bring in people who, you know, over the years may have been in Toto or have had a history with Toto?
It wasn't intentionally to not include people from the past. That's not it at all. As a matter of fact, we have a couple of people, you know, that carried over from the last incarnation. Dominic Xavier playing keyboards. He kind of took over Dave's position, at least on the road, because Dave can't tour quite as much as he'd like to. And Warren Hamm, who's been, you know, with us and with Luke, you know, on Ringo's tour forever. So those guys are back. It's basically just a different rhythm section. And a new singer/keyboard player who's incredible. So that's really the difference. And we just were looking for something fresh with a little bit of clarity and maybe a bit more rock, which is maybe just less guys and just a little bit more clarity in the sound. But there was no real intentional thinking about, like, you know, not using this guy or that guy, that kind of thing. We don't really think like that. It's more about just getting the right musician for the incarnation here.
And shifting over a bit, your upcoming solo record out February 26th called Denizen Tenant. And I know you've kind of had this release planned and you've been working on this record for a while now. Did the pandemic alter the timing that pushed it into next year, or was it just kind of a whenever it's done, I'll get it out kind of feel?
Well, it's been finished for a bit now. It's been finished for a couple of months. The timing of release has more to do with the record company and their and their plans. And that kind of thing. I mean, it certainly could have been ready for release a little bit earlier, but the pandemic may have had something to do with it, with their issues. That's certainly the case, but it didn't have anything to do with mine on my end. So if that's what you're asking.
Yeah. And is it a different mindset for you creating a solo record where you have the range, you're involved in every bit of that producing and writing, as opposed to a Toto record, which is a little more of a group effort?
It's completely different. I mean, it's for me, it's completely different. It's you know, on this project, I have complete freedom to make all of the choices and all of the decisions. Mm-hmm. You know, in a band situation, especially Toto, it's a group full of producers. It really is. It's, and not only musicians, but every man in the band is a producer and a good one. So everybody speaks up and everybody has a voice. And so you have a sound that's a mixture of everybody's thoughts and ideas. With the solo album, I only have myself to answer to. So it's a lot more, it's a lot more fun in that sense. Mm-hmm. And I guess rewarding, because I get, you know, it comes out exactly the way you want it to, or at least you hope it does.
Mm-hmm. And you did a lot of, or some of the writing, at least with Luke and with David Page. At any point, were those like kind of earmarked as Toto songs, or was it always, we're going to write for my solo record or for Luke's solo record?
Yeah, none of it was meant for Toto at any time. I started working on this, my solo album, back in 2016. I started noodling around with songs, and it was always intended to be, you know, Mike Landau on this record and a group of musicians that showed up more often on early solo albums of mine rather than than Toto musicians from Toto. Obviously, on most of my Toto records, the guys in Toto have shown up regularly. I've always used them, so that's also the situation here. But these songs on this album were not at all intended for Toto.
And one cool thing on this record, your daughter Hannah makes an appearance on a cover of Peter Gabriel's "Don't Give Up." I mean, as a dad, what's it like to have your kid there and watching her work and hearing that final product?
Well, it was incredible. I mean, first of all, just doing that song was just a joy. It's one of my favorite songs. And, I just got the idea of making it a sort of a father-daughter kind of thing, because the lyric and the original version seemingly is almost, it's like a husband-wife kind of thing. But in a father-daughter situation, it works equally as well. And Hannah's voice is just so angelic. And to tell you the truth, she's like a professional singer. She came in and did that, you know, very quickly. She's really, really good in the studio. And what's funny is that she studies psychology. She's not really a musician, but she's a fabulous singer, and she has been most of her life. And it's just such a great joy to have her on the record, and she's excited about it. And I think it came out great, so I'm thrilled. And my other daughter, Emma Ray, is also all over the record, back on backgrounds and stuff. You can hear her very well on some other things, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been a while since your last true solo record, 2008 this fall. Was it just a matter of being busy with other projects, or, you know, do you have to get yourself sort of in a solo record mindset?
It's probably more about the mindset, I think, than anything else. It takes me a while to really collect songs, the kind of songs that I really want to do for a solo album. And this solo album, you know, the difference between the last one and this one is this one I really wanted to do right and do well and take my time and get the right songs and, you know, get some cover some songs if need be. I just wanted it to be good. I wanted it to be better than the last one. So I took my time and, you know, I started, like I said, in 2016 and didn't rush it. I just, you know, we were on the road at that time for quite a bit. So I just didn't rush it and took my time. And since we weren't working in 2020, that was when I really, you know, put my nose to the grindstone and finished it and finished songs and wrote lyrics and got into it. But, you know, I had probably about a quarter of the material from, you know, 2016, 17, and 18 and 19, ready to work on in 2020. So there's a huge difference from the last record and this one.
And you've always done some just cool and interesting covers on your solo records throughout the years, even a couple full covers records. How do you, I mean, you talked a little bit about Don't Give Up, but how do you decide what song that you think you can add something to by covering it?
Well, I don't pick covers on that basis. I pick covers on the basis that I just love the song. You know, if I end up adding something to it or whatever, then that's a bonus. It's, you know, I never feel like I'm beating the original or doing anything special that's you know, giving to the world anything more than what the original did. It's just me doing, you know, something because I love this tune so much. Or like, for instance, you know, Don't Give Up, you know, started just because I was listening to the tune and I just turned to my computer and started noodling with it, you know, and just one thing led to another. I started getting carried away and before you know it, I was doing vocals. And then as I started crafting it, then I started thinking, well, I should do this part different and maybe, you know, a few things different here, that kind of thing, but never intentionally trying to, you know, sort of make a comment with it as opposed to just trying to make it sound great and make it sound the way I want it to.
And we mentioned you have a lot going on. I mean, we've also had another record out with Bill Champlin and Peter Freestadt. Talk a little bit about those records. It's always really cool to hear the three of you together. It's you know, it's a different sound almost than what you do in some of your other work.
Yeah, you know, those records are funny. I have so very, very little to do with them. Those records are really Peter Freestadt's records, and the last one is really Bill and Peter's record. I think I did a couple of sessions, like, I don't know, 5 years ago or something on that record. And you know, it's Peter's. Those are Peter's babies, really. It's his material, I'm really just sort of a featured vocalist more than anything on those projects. You know, it's fun. I adore Peter. I'm not sure those we're going to do any more of those, to be honest with you. I might do some stuff with Peter down the line. But, yeah, like, you know, like I said, those are really Peter's babies.
And, you know, the 40th anniversary tour that you guys did, it was a massive tour. It went on for a couple of years. When you guys finally can hit the road again with this new lineup of Toto, do you envision it as being another huge multi-year tour like that, or are you going to do something a little smaller?
No, we're planning on the you know, the whole deal. We're planning on multiple years and a break, and then start up again with a new cycle and do multiple years and so on and so forth. I mean, Luke and I want to keep going until we drop. I mean, we've got lots of touring left in us.
Well, that's a good thing to hear from a fan's perspective. So,
yeah.
We're all over that.
And the way we think of it is that from a continuity standpoint, that is, you know, with Luke there and me there, you know, from an audience standpoint, it's not going to sound much different than what people have been hearing, you know, in the last 10 years.
Right.
So continuity-wise, I think the fans are going to be happy. I hope so.
And you have the live stream coming up on November 21st. You know, as a guy who's made his living on the road and loves getting out there, I mean, what are your thoughts on sort of this new world that we're kind of forced into of virtual concerts and playing with no audience?
Well, it's weird, you know. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, I guess. Making them is no problem. Doing a show in front of like 12 people as opposed to a full crowd is a little strange. I don't mind. I can ham it up for nobody. I know what you mean. I am really honestly itching to get back out there in the world and play. It's, you know, we're just waiting we're waiting for word that we can go out of this country into the areas where we where we really do business, you know. So as soon as we can get out of here, we'll start touring again. But I really want to get out there and play.
And depending on what's going on, we're hearing that, you know, it could be up to, you know, another year, the end of 2021, before sort of we start seeing venues begin to open and bands begin to play. You know, with the live stream coming up and the solo record at the beginning of the year, if, you know, the worst happened, it is another year before you guys can get out and play. I mean, do you see yourself doing more recording, doing more virtual stuff, or is it just cross our fingers and hope we can hit the road?
Well, it's both. It's mm-hmm. it's cross our fingers and hope we can hit the road. And if we can't, we're just going to push everything, you know, forward until we can. You know, we've got dates booked, and if for some reason we can't keep them, we'll push them and forward until we can. I mean, one thing's for sure is that the appetite will be built up for when we can get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, yes, if I'm stuck home, I'm going to keep recording and I'm going to, and, you know, keep making videos. That's the other thing that I've been doing. You know, we did the COVID Africa 2020
yep.
thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I made Luke's single video, the Run to Me thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on a little video now for my lead track, which is called Never Saw You Coming. And, you know, so I've been getting into video stuff and having fun with that. I got my YouTube channel to feed with content. So there's lots of stuff to do if we're stuck home. So there's no problem there. But I have hope that we're going to be able to get out there in 21.
Well, Joe, I can't thank you enough for taking some more time to do this. It is always a pleasure to talk to you. The live stream is out on November 21st. Tickets are available. As I was talking with Luke earlier, they are dirt cheap. It's $15 to see a full Toto production. You can't go wrong with that. The solo record is Denizen Tenant. Love the first single, by the way. I was able to take a listen to that. That's out on February 26th. And Joe, again, thank you. Hope we can catch you on the road soon. Definitely looking forward to it.
My pleasure. Thanks so much. Appreciate talking to you.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay.